MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 17, 2025. Three young boys were struck by a van in Salem, and Lynn waterfront access is improving. Partly cloudy, windy, mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:09 a.m. and 9:50 p.m. Buck Anderson writes in today's Salem News, one boy was med-flighted to Boston and his two companions were transported to Salem Hospital after the three were struck by a van just after 5 p.m. on Monday in Salem. The three, ages 9, 10, and 11, were crossing Congress Street in the middle of where it intersects with Palmer about an hour after sunset when the accident occurred. There are no crosswalks at that location. One of the three boys sustained possibly serious head injuries and was med-flighted as a precautionary measure. The other two were taken by ambulance to Salem Hospital, where they were treated for minor injuries. The van driver, a 65-year-old Marblehead resident, remained at the scene and cooperated with police. The first boy's injuries were later determined to be less serious than had been feared. He was diagnosed with a broken nose and a concussion and was held for observation. Paul Halloran reports on itemlive.com, access and connectivity to the Lynn waterfront continue to improve with the recent completion of a new waterfront path located behind the Clock Tower Business Center, the latest installment. While the walkway is less than a quarter mile long, it stands at the Lynn Ferry Terminal and connects to a path built as part of the Breakwater North Harbor Apartments at the former Beacon Chevrolet site, which in turn connects to the Lynnway in downtown Lynn. The paved path is landscaped, has trash receptacles, and there will be lighting installed, according to Aaron Clausen, principal planner for the city of Lynn. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, former Essex Public Works Superintendent Michael Galley's last day on the job was December 5. The search for his successor has so far proven fruitless. The situation has not led to any public work tasks being delayed. Since Galley's departure, Amanda Davis, administrative clerk at the Essex Water Department, has been serving as the acting superintendent of public works. She will continue to serve in the role until a permanent replacement is hired. The town has advertised the vacancy with five different professional associations and conducted extensive networking in the region. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that the lighting of a most untraditional menorah was celebrated Tuesday evening in Gloucester. About 75 to 100 people attended Temple Ahavat Achim's traditional Hanukkah celebration, with the 11th annual lighting of its outdoor menorah made from lobster traps. In addressing those gathered, Rabbi Naomi Gertlin said some attendees were there in solidarity after 15 people were killed in a mass shooting during a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach in Sydney on Sunday, the first day of the eight-day Jewish holiday. While the Gloucester event was free, the temple requested people to register to attend the menorah lighting and a klezmer music concert afterward. The rabbi said more people signed up to take part after the mass shooting than before. This year, organizers for the first time introduced lobster buoy dreidels, spinning tops made from lobster buoys inspired by the traditional Hanukkah game in which players spin for small prizes. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the St. John's Prep basketball team opened its season last night under first-year coach Corey Lowe with a 68-49 loss to St. Mary's of Lynn. St. Mary's also has a new coach this year, John Kalty. In other boys' games, Swampscott topped Winthrop 73-59. Teddy O'Neill led the Big Blue with 42 points, powered by 7 3-pointers. It was Beverly 61, Marblehead 42, with Jacob Klass leading the Panthers with 22 points. Masconomet down Peabody 72-27. It was Gloucester 64, Saugus 51, Lynn Classical 51, Revere 30, as Darren Baker placed the Rams with 16 points and 16 rebounds. In girls basketball, Peabody beat Masconomet 68-40, as the Tanners were led by a 20-point effort from Aliana Ryan. In boys hockey, it was Amesbury 6, Danvers 4. The Newburyport boys hockey team is off until Sunday, giving coach Paul Yameen some time to look at his roster and to get ready for Triton.
Well, I guess if you looked at our roster, you would think we're a young team. We have four seniors, and one is just really a full-time player. The other guy's a spot player, so... Mm-hmm. It's pretty much predominantly underclassmen, but we also have juniors that have played for 2 years and a couple sophomores that played as freshmen. So there's a mix of both, you know. I would say we're more inexperienced than experienced. Our goalies are two sophomores fighting for the job, and mm-hmm. Neither one of them played any varsity last year. So it's going to take a little time, and, you know, we've seen some progress from game one to game two, so I think hopefully that's what will continue. We have two junior captains, Henry Waddell and Luke McIsaac are our two captains. They've both been playing since their freshman year, pretty much, full-time. And they're good players. They play with Sully up there in the first line. He's a sophomore, so we have two juniors and a sophomore. And I think they'll be one of the top lines by year's end.
That's Newburyport boys hockey coach Paul Yameen. Salem News has named Garrison Murphy of St. John's Prep as Soccer Player of the Year. Murphy was also selected as the Catholic Conference Most Valuable Player of the Year. And the Gloucester Times has named Manchester Essex quarterback Zach Hurd as its Football Player of the Year. Bruins beat Utah 4-1 last night. They return to action tomorrow night at home against Edmonton. Celtics off last night, and they host Miami on Friday. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.